When Mother Nature gives you a gift like the Grand River, you'd be mighty smart to make the most of it. And Grand Rapids is getting ready to show some real love to the Grand River. Much the way Detroit's working to improve its riverfront, Michigan's second largest city wants to make better use of its river. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter, Lindsay Smith, is here with us now. Hello, Lindsay. It's so good to have you
with
us.
Welcome to Grand Rapids.
Yes, indeed. Well, before we get into exactly what's in store for the Grand River and the watershed, let's talk a little about what people here want. What are the goals of the Grand River restoration?
It started out with a couple of kayakers that wanted to kayak the Grand River, but if you are familiar with downtown, you can't get past, there's about five dams that are quite dangerous for kayakers and swimmers and any other flotation devices. So they wanted to try to come up with a way to be able to, you know, pie in the sky dream, right? Well, it's turned into a more multifaceted approach to better using the downtown riverfront. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of properties that, you know, don't really have a good forward facing at the river and don't make good use of the waterfront.
See that all over the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So what people really want to do is to be able to access the river better, more places to fish, potentially swim. Get their feet muddy, bring kids down to the river, just to be able to have more recreation uses, and then also improve the river quality. So biodiversity, there's a lot of efforts to improve the water condition and quality as it comes down this main, you know, huge part of downtown.
And there's been a lot of public engagement.
Yeah, I talked to a guy today who's really helping running the public engagement. They've talked to more than 3,000 people. Over the past year or so to really gather a lot of people's opinions about what they want to see, whether it be more parks or more fishing opportunities or amphitheaters, places where your neighborhoods connect better to the downtown, bike paths all the way along the river, like the whole stretch connecting to regional trails. The Frederick Meyer Trails goes all over West Michigan. They would connect that all into it too.
So you talked about like started with pie in the sky.
Right.
What could we do if? So what's shaping up to actually happen?
Well, ideally, what's going to happen, or part of the plan really, is to take out parts of those dams, put in giant boulders, you know, in parts to anchor some of these recreation opportunities and make it easier for people to access the river. It's also going to look a lot prettier.
It'll look like, you know, what Mother Nature wanted.
What the rapids used to look like before we turned it into a logging manufacturing center, really, back 150 years ago or so. So what we're going to see from here on out, it's still kind of up in the air. The river portion, for sure, you're going to see more natural, like I said, boulders and more less walled off and more natural stuff. The land portion of the river project is still kind of up in the air. There's a lot of talk about really making this a master plan that private sector, people that own land on the riverfront, can see this as a master plan and then gear their efforts to redevelop properties to look like what people say in the city they want to see.
And what about like flood management? Because I'm sure that's
an issue.
Gotta be an issue.
It is. FEMA is one of the sticking points here. FEMA, after Katrina, really wants everybody to raise their flood walls. Grand Rapids really wants to do the opposite. So that's a sticking point that's going to be, you know, how and where the flood walls can be taken down, how you mitigate that with maybe other places and methods to do that. That's still kind of up in the air. We're waiting on FEMA to kind of hear back on what we can and can't do on that front.
Overall, though, what are the economic and the community benefits that are being touted from doing all this?
Well, studies show that the economic impact could be something like $20 million a year, I think, if all this is completed to attract more tourism, increase property values, you know, increase your natural resource values. Maybe that, I don't know how you put a price on that, but so there is some economic benefits, and certainly tying in the neighborhoods better to the downtown and to the river, quality of life issues. You know, I've lived on the west side, and now I live on the east side, and to be able to connect to downtown better, it could be a huge asset. But the price tag, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Just the river portion is $30 million estimated. And they are in the process of looking for grants for that. private donors. There's some interested private donors on that front. But yeah, raising money, getting the permits, getting FEMA to sign out, those are really going to be the hurdles here in the next bit.
Any idea timetable? Like, when might all these wonderful things be done and people really be enjoying the river?
I wish I could say. I can't. Not with a full-on reporter's honest answer. they're in the middle of applying for DEQ, Department of Environmental mm-hmm. Quality, the state permits that they need, hopefully by the end of this year. So we'll be able to see maybe what the state says, and the FEMA decision is supposed to come out also pretty soon. So
really
we'll
exciting see. Plans, though. It will be great to see all that happen. Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's Intrepid West Michigan reporter. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
No problem. Thank you.